Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Love that up and then everything's around.
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, no doubt about it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Although they maintain separate residences, the comedian and his longtime companion seem to be inseparable. Oh no, the Associated Press picked up the NYU story. That's going to be in every paper. I've been outed. I wasn't even in. Now everyone's going to think we're gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Greetings, cheers, and hidey-ho. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me and sashaying up to the phone, as always, sitting a few miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, this is the J-Man. Go to you live from my luxurious studios here in fabulous Redneckville, Arkansas. How's it going today, Matt?
Jay, it couldn't be better. If I was any better, I'd be twins, let me tell you. Not a bad day for late September. The beer mine was busy, full of stupid, but
good. Well, full of stupid is always fun. I mean, I guess it's better than just being dead and boring and
correct.
Nothing exciting happening.
No. And how's things going down in your redneck villa of the world?
Well, with the exception of the Arkansas game, it's been okay today.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Beautiful
about
fall days here. Yeah, the hogs are getting stomped, whipped, pounded, grilled, creamed.
They're getting stuck like a stuffed pig, aren't they?
They are. They're getting roasted. But,
yeah, well.
These things happen. Alabama's a good football team.
Yes, they are.
So, other than that, it's been a pretty uneventful week.
Yeah.
Nothing too spectacular happened. The fall has come in just beautifully here. It's cool. It's comfortable. It's my kind of weather.
Exactly. I like it too. And in fact, here in Bagwine, the leaves are starting to turn.
Ooh, I'm afraid we're not. I'm worried about our fall foliage this year. I don't think it's going to be that great because of such a dry, hot summer that we had. We've gotten some rain here in the spring. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, maybe. But you're going to be a little disappointed probably because the hues aren't as bright. The air's not as crisp.
No. Won't be as pretty.
Won't
be able to go out and take pictures. I won't be able to coordinate my what I wear with the colors of the trees. It'll just be a drab brown background, dead leaves hanging there.
That's sad. Well, anyway, something funny happened at the beer mine today.
Oh, well, let's hear about it.
Couple of hot little nubile chicks pulled in their little sports car looking all hot and shit, you know, boobs up where they're supposed to be and all that, and they wanted to buy cigarettes, and so, you know, they looked like they were 16. I carded the chick driving, and she was 19, so I sold her the cigarettes, and then after I gave her smokes and her change, she said, "Hey, could we convince you to give us one of those 24-ounce Smirnoff apples?" I said, "Well, sure, honey." And she said, "Really?" And I said, "No." You know, I like to break their heart. I like to raise their spirits and then just stomp on them.
You are an ex. Go ahead.
I have so little.
You are an expert at the setup. You'd probably be a great chess player. Setting the opponent up. They line up. They think, oh, I've got it. Then, bam, you just crush
them.
That's
right. I am Mr. Counterpunch. So, you and I talked Wednesday on the I'm What Stupid Show, and we came up with a great idea for the show today.
We did. We came up. We decided on it being the Big Gay Show. And it's obviously gone over huge with our audience.
It has. All the gay people in the world are lining up in the chat room.
Yeah. I know a lot of our regulars aren't there. I can only assume that they're just a bunch of homophobes and bigots. I just call it like I see it, I guess. Well, you know.
Yeah, they're probably saying if I even listen to a gay show, that makes me gay.
Exactly.
A prospective employer might see that I was in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, well, you know, it does make sense that we would do the gay show because in the year plus that we've been on the air, this is really the only group we missed. You know, we had both Black and Hispanic History Months.
Yes.
We got all the major holidays for Jews and Muslims. And, well, hell, we even had a real live Muslim on Ramadan.
Yeah, I know. And come on, for God's sakes, between the Jews and the Muslims, there's a holiday every freaking day of the year, for God's sake.
Exactly. Yeah. And remember, we had the we celebrated women with the Women Know Your Place show.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so the only people who have really gotten a pass, I mean, the only people we haven't celebrated so far have been the gays.
Yeah. And what a good bunch of people, and their time is long overdue.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful, wonderful people.
And plus, we took a long time to celebrate the gay community because, you know how fastidious they are. We wanted to get the mood just right
exactly.
And decorate the chat room, put a little track lighting up in it.
We wanted all the accessories to look good.
That's right.
We had to wait till we could afford to make sure that everything matched. It was color coordinated. Had to wait until I could afford this beautiful big red boa I'm wearing today for the Arkansas game.
Oh, I wish we had the webcam on. I bet you look hot.
Oh yeah, I look positively rip torn esque.
Very nice. Although when I see you, I think of Zero Mostel. So we do have a big show, a big gay show. And some of you who go on Facebook, either see J-Man's Facebook page or mine or the IWS page. Well, it's not really on there, but J-Man's page or mine. You know that Jay and I are in an open relationship.
That we are. Very open.
Yeah. Meaning we're free to have sex with others, and we prefer it that way.
But, you know, if no one else is available.
There you go. We're like each other's backstop. And that in itself sounded sexual.
Yes, it did.
But I know,
so,
I mean, you can make light of it on all that, but we take it seriously because I know in your life, you're kind of into drag queens and stuff.
You know what? I am. Love them. I have a few drag queen names. It was surprisingly hard to come up with drag queen names. These are difficult. These take talent. They take effort. They take time, all of which I don't have. But I did. And of course, I came up with a couple of great ones this morning. I didn't write them down. I said, "Oh, I'll remember them." And of course, You know how that worked out.
And that's why I love you, because you and I are of one mind, and it still can't function.
And it's quite absent.
Yes, it is.
But I thought of some pretty decent ones, things like Eileen Dover.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Amanda Play With. Similar to that, of course, would be Anita Mandalay. Maybe Mona Lott.
Yes.
And really keeping in the spirit of our show, lowest common denominator.
Yes.
And there, you know, there's another one that, and it's probably just me, but doesn't Al Jazeera sound like a drag queen name?
And Mr. or Mrs. Al Jazeera is getting it on with Mr. or Mrs. Al Arabiya.
Exactly. I think we need to check out the secret life of the person who founded Al Jazeera. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, this was a pretty big week.
It was.
For the gay community, a gay soldier serving in Afghanistan got booed at the Republican debate earlier this week. That's a proud moment.
Yeah,
for somebody.
Is a proud moment.
Not for the Republicans, but you know. And I love the way the all of the candidates courageously said nothing at all to the booers.
Well, their silence spoke volumes, Jay.
It did.
And it's nice you bring that up, you know, because it was the same week that Don't Ask, Don't Tell got brought up.
Exactly.
And you can
One of the most embarrassing periods of this country's history.
Yes. We do not want gay people who want to serve their country to serve their country.
Exactly. Yes, this whole, you know, this whole allowing people who want to defend this nation to actually do so. What an outrage, apparently.
It would be an honor to die for you, sir, but no, it would be an honor for you to die for me, but you know, you're gay, so please don't, you know. Your blood's gay. I don't want gay blood on my hands.
So what if you save this country from tyranny? If you're gay, it doesn't really count. That does that much good.
But I'll tell you what, I was thinking, you know, how things in history would have been changed if Don't Ask, Don't Tell was in place long ago. I mean, even going back to the Nazi regime, the German army. You know, if they had Don't Ask, Don't Tell in place, I was thinking, if they were in charge of naming all the military operations, if a gay man or a gay woman was in there, you know. Like, you know, when Hitler invaded the Soviet Union, that was called Operation Barbarossa. Had a gay man been in charge of naming that, it would have been called Operation Barbra Streisand.
Hey-o.
Yeah. And the final solution, getting rid of the Jews, that would have been named Operation Yentl.
Keeping with the Barbra Streisand theme there.
Exactly.
I see you working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm working it, baby. Operation Desert Storm. You know, the first Gulf War when we went into Iraq. If a gay man was in charge of naming that, it would have been called, instead of Operation Desert Storm, it would have been Operation Who's Your Bag Daddy?
That's good. That's good.
Uh-huh.
No, keep going. You're on a roll here.
Well, unfortunately, Jay, I have one left. After the terrorist attack of 9/11, we went into Afghanistan. You know, they instituted Operation Enduring Freedom. If a gay man had been charged of naming that, it would have just been called simply burkas and such. As you can see, I did save the best for last.
You did. And wouldn't you love to have the burkas and such store at the airport?
Yes.
In Baghdad and Riyadh.
And I'll tell you one last thing on this don't ask, don't tell thing. You know, being the quasi-gay man that I am and can now enter the military, I was thinking if I got to enter any arm of the armed services, the position I'd like to be in would be in the quartermaster corps, you know, so I could help design new uniforms, make them spicy and colorful and put heels on the boots.
Maybe some glitter.
Yeah.
Maybe some fuchsia.
Oh, my God. They're not sending the mechanized infantry after us. They're sending the stiletto infantry after us. Oh, my God. I'm scared. And then I would turn mess kits into sewing kits.
Oh, yeah. And instead of Jeeps and Humvees, they'd be driving Mini Coopers. Well, hell, they ought to just make you Secretary of Defense. I think you've got some brilliant ideas.
Oh, I do. And you know where a lot of those ideas came from. Although he was Confederate, I admire him for his tactical brilliance, and that was the Confederate genius horseman, Jeb Stuart. He was Jeb Stuart. He was renowned for circling his enemy and getting him in the rear. And
oh, backdoor Jeb, huh?
And backdoor Jeb, they called him.
Well, anyway, I have to say,
yes.
I've had, over the years, because I've moved like 17 or 18 times, I've had numerous gay neighbors. Always
really?
Fun, always delightful people. See them at the mailbox, talk to them, you know, talk about last night's episode of Glee, whatever, you know, the new Lady Gaga CD, you know, you know, Bette Midler, you know, might have been in town. But I do have to say that I would prefer not to have gay neighbors living upstairs.
And why is that?
Well, you know, at night when your neighbors are, you know, getting busy,
yeah.
And you hear the bed squeaking, the upstairs.
Yeah.
And, you know, you try to turn the TV on, the radio, you know, you can still hear it. And, you know, it takes a while sometimes. And then they're finally done. You think, God, thank God it's quiet. I can go to sleep. Well, it's at that moment when your neighbors are gay, you hear one of them say, okay, switch. And now you have... So it just doubles the amount of time. It's not a personal thing against these guys, or, you know, certainly not about them being gay. It's a time situation at night.
You
know?
Just want some sleep.
I'm just trying to get some sleep.
Can't you switch in the morning?
And honestly, you know,
have some eggs. Build up your protein.
And honestly, doing Broadway dance routines at 5 in the morning, unnecessary. Come on, guys.
Yeah, oh, my God, if that's the case, you put, your least favorite numbers are 5, 6, 7, 8.
Although I do enjoy show tunes, I have to admit that I've been to a number of Broadway plays. The road companies, off Broadway, but
yeah.
I've been to many of them and big fan. Always had a good time.
Yeah.
A Chorus Line, Cats, Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis, Big River,
Guys
Long
and
List. Camelot, great.
You ever been to a gay bar?
I have.
Really?
I have. And just real quick before I get into that, if you want to let everybody know that the phone lines are open, if anybody out there.
As always, at 661-244-9852.
Damn right. Call us up.
Or in this case, dental damn right.
So anyway, I've been to a couple of gay bars. One of them by accident. We were in Eureka Springs. I was there with a couple other guys. Because one of them had to go over there and do some stuff, and we decided to ride with him. And so there was this bar sitting there, had a big sign up front that says Dollar Long Neck. So I'm like, all right, let's go. So go in.
That's funny in itself, right there.
Yeah, it is.
But
turns out there's a reason they only serve long necks. Anyway. So we go in there and we get our beer, and we're sitting there and I get up and I go into the men's room there, and I'm standing there doing my business there at the urinal, minding my own business as always, and some dude walks in and steps up to the one next to me and starts talking to me, and this is kind of a violation of the bro code right here, right? You don't
exactly.
Talk like that.
I was like,
small talk, whatever. Get it, small. Anyway, I'm not the most observant guy around. I know this comes as a shock to you, but
yes,
I get done, and I'm washing my hands, and there's a couple of dudes standing around. And I turn back around. As I start to leave, I realize that there are mirrors about waist high all the way around the room, and you can see. And now I suddenly realize what's going on here, right? So I go back out there to the table, and I sit down, and I don't say a damn word because I'm not going to be the only one to experience that.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I don't know what this place looked like, but wasn't your first clue when you went to the bathroom at the bar, there was two bathrooms doors, and they both said men on them?
Oddly enough, there was a men's room and then there was a women's room. Anyway,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but it was all right. We were cool with it. We had another round of beer. I mean, Dollar Long Necks, you're not really going to turn that down. We stayed.
When I worked for SEIU, there was a lesbian I worked with and I liked very much. And she said...
I love lesbians.
Her name was Joyce. She said, "Hey, Mahoney, if you came across a gay bar and they were having specials, would you go in?" I said, "Hell yes." "What, 50-cent canned beer?" "Hell, God, yes."
"You want to
feel my ass
right
while I'm drinking it? Go ahead. I'm going to feel it here in a couple hours." I'll tell you what, though, Jay. I think I may be gay.
Sorry, you may be, huh?
I what do you mean? You said it like I should know that I am.
Well, how does one know that they're gay for sure?
Well, there's a few things that have crept up in my life over time. And, I organize and alphabetize the canned goods.
Yeah, that's a... That's a big rainbow flag flying right there.
I live with a hot chick. I live with the schmoopster. And we really have sex. Yeah, we really have sex. And almost exclusively The only time I really want to have sex is when she hooks on a strap-on and cues up the soundtrack to The Crying Game.
Oh, God. Oh, Boy George music always gets you in the mood, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I was running late for work the other day. So as I was running into the bathroom to take a shower, I said, could you lay my clothes out? And when I got back out, what she laid for me, I just went, ooh. I mean, they were two different shades of gray. The shirt and the shorts, they didn't match.
And it, no sense of what the season and
exactly.
The, and you know, where you were going and you know what it you know how you were going to look in the environment out there.
Right. And now she's growing her hair long. And right now she looks like Justin Bieber, which is not gay in itself, but the gay thing is I find it hot. So I got
well, Justin is a hot one.
He is an attractive young man.
Yes, he is. He looks a lot like Rachel Maddow, who's quite beautiful.
Yes, in her own way. Yes, she is.
So, are those the only real signs you have that you?
No, that's about it. You know, I don't want to discuss panty talk or anything. Well, personal.
The unmentionables.
And I don't want to talk about the poster of Christopher Knight I have on the wall. I'll tell you what, though. We're not here to, badmouth gays. I don't want to say, God,
well,
I'm sorry that I'm gay. Gays should be celebrated. In fact, there's a big celebration taking place in Germany right now.
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, God, yeah, gays uber alles. I think Guy on your dick's there if you want to see what he
Let's
has
do
to
it.
Say about it. Okay.
Guy, Mattman, Guy on your dick, coming to you live from the Munich, Germany suburb of Ramshaft. Next door in Munich, Bavarian beer drinkers have tapped the kegs and kicked off another annual Oktoberfest, while here in Ramshaft, gays and lesbians have ferried across the river to kick off the first annual event of a similar nature known as Cocktoberfest 2011. Queers and beers. As gay German men suck down delicious bratwurst at every tent, masculine-looking matrons are manipulating one another's matterhorns to the melodious murmurings of oompa music. This inaugural event has drawn in every drunk, degenerate Deutschlander known to man, from the shemales of Saxony to the homos of Holstein, and the organizers have spared no expense on entertainment. Scheduled to appear are gay musical superstars from all over the globe, from Britain's George Michael to rising Chinese pop star Elton Fong, and the new Dutch polka sensation Amsterdam's own Queer Al Yankadik and his whip-wielding dykes. The crowd seems to be enjoying themselves with an exuberance that typically would be confined to such events as discovering a new, unpublished novel by Oscar Wilde or accidentally coming across Tyra Banks and Scarlett Johansson scissoring each other in a back alley in the slums of Stuttgart. As the Indigo Girls get ready to perform, I am popping open and sharing a Heineken with my new friend, Adolf Mancock, and will now toss it back to you guys
in the studio.
I want to go there.
Always a good report from the guy mine.
Oh, man, what a party.
And I'll tell you what, it was perfect timing, as we're now in the after show.
That we are. I saw it just clicked over right at the end of that. That was a great way to play out the live stream.
I timed it perfectly, on purpose.
Well, you know, straight people don't have that kind of timing.
No, they don't. And I'll
straight
tell you
people
what,
would
Jay,
just wing it when they went. If straight people had a show, they would just wing it all the way through.
I know. Oh God, they're so all over the place.
They like, wouldn't.
They're like a suit that's plaid.
they wouldn't engage in hours and hours of show prep.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, I believe. And don't get me wrong, but I think we're allowed 5 uploads now.
Oh, really?
Yes, because when I was desperately trying to upload a guy's interview, it said, I think it said you have either room for two or three more uploads.
Oh, weird. We'll check that out next week, if so.
Well, yeah, they don't tell you that up. They don't tell you that up front because they'd rather you not. But
yeah, we'll check that out next week. We may may tack on some couple extra audio files, some more fabulosity, fabulousness.
Yeah, you know, Guy may come up with a hidden microphone audio file from the Cocktoberfest.
He might.
He's investigative that way.
20 minutes of the bed spring squeaking, and then a pause, and then switch.
Or Angela Merkel getting it on with Hillary Clinton. You never know. Not, you
Ooh.
Know.
Yeah, not that anybody wants to see that.
Nor are we saying that it happened.
Oh, no. Oh, man. So I was doing a little list of some of my favorite all-time celebrities who were gay.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of an amazing list if you think about all the greats. You know, we mentioned on Wednesday, in a little bit of prep there, we talked about Montgomery Clift and
yes,
Rock Hudson.
Right.
And, of course, Van Johnson, he was in about 873 movies.
Yeah.
Including The Caine Mutiny, one of my favorites, with Humphrey Bogart, who very well might have been himself. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
But and, of course, you know, I'm a huge fan of MASH, and Winchester was gay.
I did not know that.
David Ogden Stiers, oh yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, he did. He was. I don't know if he's still alive or not. But it does make sense because he did a great job of playing, you know, bitchy.
Yeah, and the French horn.
That too. Heyo. And actually, I kind of think that Hawkeye might have been gay. Just, you know, not Alan Alda. Alan Alda's, well, who cares? But, I mean, Hawkeye
no,
himself.
No, Alan Alda's just sensitive.
That he is. I think Hawkeye and B.J. Honeycutt may have had something going on. That's why they named him B.J.
Exactly.
Just, you know, the subtle hint.
Well, and, you know. His former bunkmate was Trapper.
Exact Trapper.
Evidently, initially, it was supposed to be Trap Her. And they weren't talking about Margaret.
No.
Hell, Margaret was more of a man than Hawkeye, for God's sake.
Absolutely. And Loretta Swift, by the way, is rumored to be bisexual, at least.
Yes.
That kind of changes the way you watch MASH a little bit with her and, you know, some of the Nurse Abel.
Oh,
yeah. But you know that both Dick York and Margaret
Margaret was a disciplinarian.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she wore the pants in those relationships.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
When she told a nurse she was confined to her tent, she didn't know that she was confined to Margaret's tent.
Exactly. But I was going to mention both Dick York and Dick Sargent were gay. Both Darrens were gay.
I didn't know both of them were. No.
How about that? So
yeah,
that were the two main requirements to play Darren on Bewitched, was you had to be named Dick and you had to be gay.
Which makes sense.
It does. And I saw today that Mackenzie Phillips is gay, but who could blame her?
Well, once you have sex with your dad, that pretty much turns you off of men.
That pretty much seals that one, doesn't it?
Yeah, that seals the deal right there. No more papas, I just want mamas.
Some great writers like William S. Burroughs and
yes.
Jack Kerouac.
Yes.
And Truman Capote.
All right.
Chuck Palahniuk.
Oh,
Fight Club.
I want to go back to Truman Capote. I did not know he was gay. I didn't see that coming.
He's so manly. Him and Rock Hudson are the two biggest shockers.
Yeah. That and Nick Bass.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, man, Truman Capote, you know, just such a manly man, an outdoorsy type, you know.
He was an outdoorsy type.
And Christopher Hitchens. I know you're a big Christopher Hitchens fan.
Oh,
he's really not gay. He's really not bisexual. He's really just, he's a dog. He would just fuck anything.
I see him more as asexual. And not on his own terms. I just don't see anyone having sex with Christopher Hitchens.
You see him as asexual because it just makes you feel better. You just don't want to think of him in a sexual way whatsoever.
Well, when you go through your life hating everything, I mean, you may as well hate sex too.
You might as well. And of course, Drew Barrymore, who is that, you know, that she says she's bisexual, but I think she's gay. I think she's way prefers women, and specifically Ellen Page, and don't we all?
Oh yes.
In fact, those two together—that just—that makes me happy right there.
You know, we could end the show right here because that's all I got on my mind. although Jay, she knew what the show topic was, and I took my legal pad to work today to write down a few notes if I had time.
Right.
And when I went to the next fresh page, the lovely Schmoopster had written a note on that page, and it said, "I love you, homo," you know, which I didn't know whether to be upset or turned on about.
That's the sweetest, most offensive thing ever.
I know.
And by the way, everyone out there, Words with Friends will not allow the word homo to be played. Just saying.
See, I find that kind of silly.
That's ridiculous.
It is. You have a lot of gay people say, "Nah, I'm a homo."
Exactly.
I'm a queer. Well, I don't want to hear anything like that.
Just let's just eliminate all the bad words from society. You know who else I think's gay?
Who?
Every pope ever. Because they know how to accessorize, and that's not pimping. That's fabulous right there. The hats, the canes, the Prada shoes. Come on now. I mean, if they were pimping, they'd be wearing, you know, snakeskin cowboy boots or something like that rather
than
that.
Right. Yes. They still could have gone biblical with their names, and every pope should have been called Pope Sodom. And, like, right now we'd be on, what, Pope Sodom the 217th or whatever.
Yeah. The president that most historians believe was most likely to have been gay, Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Yep. There have been a lot of documentation about his relationships with men, especially with a guy by the name of Joshua Speed. And no, Joshua was not his real name. It was, you know, Fred, Bill,
Bryce,
something like that. And he changed it to Joshua.
Well, I don't know so much if, you know, maybe old Abe, honest Abe, wasn't gay. He was just turned off by women. I mean, for God's sakes, he was married to Mary Todd.
He was married to a complete whack job.
Now, James Buchanan, there's a gay president.
Oh, you know, that's just the stereotyping, you know, the only bachelor president, right?
Right.
So that's just stereotyping. The guy gets into his 40s, he's not married, automatically he's gay.
You're right. And I would never say that about anyone. No one I know, anyway. I would,
you know,
say,
it's just
no, he's not. Okay, he's in his 40s. He's not gay. Okay, he's never been married, but he's not gay. He's just selective.
Yeah. Something like that. He's picky.
He's picky.
Oh, man. And, of course, there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people out there believe Eleanor Roosevelt was lesbian.
Believe? Holy cow! Oh, my God.
So, anyway. Oh, and talking about, real quick, we got about a minute and a half left, talking about Drew Barrymore and Ellen Page. I have a better duo than that to leave you with.
Really?
There are people out there who swear that Selma Hayek and Penelope Cruz have had a fling.
Oh, my God.
So
that's,
you think about that one.
That's right there. That is taco-licious.
Yeah, you toss Sofia Vergara into that, and
oh my God.
Oh, my God, they just turned me straight.
Oh, I bowed down to the Incan Empire.
Uh-huh. So 40
Ooh,
seconds left. Man,
make,
that went.
They could make their own Incan pyramid.
Yes, they could. So that went fast today, man.
Yes, it did.
Man, I'm telling you, you know, that's the most material we've put together in a long time, and we did it for the gay show. What does that say, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what. The amount of material we have, and as quick as it goes, runs inversely to the amount of guests that we have in the room when we do a show.
Apparently. Anyway. All right. That's it. Bye-bye.
That's it. All right.